Welcome back to Observe Conf, and we have the last session of the conference. It's been a great day, and I'm surprised everything worked smoothly so far.
Yeah.
So we have a few members of the FSERP team here in Microsoft, starting with Philip. He's the guy with the awesome hat that doesn't quite fit in our picture.
Yeah.
So Philip, what do you do?
I'm the PM for FSERP.
What does PM mean?
Don't ask a PM what they do.
I'm just asking what does the PM acronym
means.
Pretty meta.
Means a program manager. I don't manage programs and I don't manage
people. No, I think there's no way to manage programs. They just run, right?
Yeah.
Some of them. Will?
Yep, so I'm on the F-sharp team, and lately I've been dealing with the tooling for Visual Studio and F-sharp.
And our surprise guest is?
I'm John. I also deal with F-sharp tooling and basically pick up the slack whatever Will doesn't want to deal with or Kevin Ransom doesn't want to deal with. And so that's my job.
Glad to have you here.
Mm-hmm. And Kevin Ransom would be with us, but alas, he is on vacation, hanging out with his family. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't really want to hang out with these losers right now. Just kidding.
He fixes all our bugs.
He does. And he regrets that he couldn't be here. He really loves Tomas, and so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
A little too much, I guess. Yeah. So, fortunate.
Yeah. So he loves me so much that he has to run away when I'm here, so that he doesn't get distracted.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's dive in. We've got one question here on Slack asking, what's the status of FSI on NetCore?
Fairly close. Basically, kind of all the pieces are in place except for an MS build task that sort of, well, we kind of have working, but not like good enough to ship, that sort of knows where to go find references, kind of cross-platform, so that, you know, any assumptions about where an assembly might live are not, you know, invalidated in an ugly way.
So yeah, all the design problems for how it would work on .NET Core solved is just a couple implementation details to iron out.
Yeah,
all right.
Basically.
It's all done, except that someone has to write some code.
Right.
Sounds good. On a sort of similar note, what's the status on the F-sharp type providers on .NET Core?
We're done. The mechanism for it totally works. It's just a matter of some libraries out there basically absorbing the changes in the type provider infrastructure, which we're also taking part in. There's actually a beta where Don and some members in the community worked really hard, a beta of F-sharp.data. I think it's 3.0-beta is the name of it. And that one works totally cross-platform. And so some people have been testing it out. They like it a lot. So we're kind of declaring victory there. It's just a matter of the ecosystem kind of slowly and steadily catching up. It's going to take a little bit of time, but like the pieces are all there and things totally work. So we're really excited about that.
Actually. Well, if F-sharp data can work, then any other type provider can
work.
That's a big one. We'll have to wait for all the cool type providers from PESI Pink.
Oh geez.
To get ported.
Yeah, I need all this to be ported to .NET standard so that we can get our nice.
So that we can play Battleships as the
Battleships
type level.
Battleships is a Z Machine type provider, I think. Obviously the Don Sign Cal provider.
That's my favorite.
The Cal provider.
Yeah.
We've got some more questions from the screen. What's the process for deciding what's in the next version of F-sharp?
That's kind of an interesting question. So, I mean, the process is we have an open source repository for F-sharp language suggestions. Then we have a repository for RFCs, where if a language suggestion is approved, then an RFC gets written. And once that's in a pretty good place, we have a pull request that's made on our implementation repository. And sometimes, like, the pull request gets done first, and then the RFC is done. It's a very collaborative process. And as a feature sort of nears completion, we sort of hold on to it and, you know, keep it up to date as changes happen in the repository. And then once we get to a place where we say, okay, you know, we have maybe three or four language features where we feel like they solve some good problems, they make a lot of sense together, we bundle it up, package it up, and then we're in there. So we haven't done that over the past year or so, and we're actually looking to do that for sometime later this year. We want to have things like anonymous records and a few other features that are basically complete, and some awesome stuff from the community that just came in. It's just a matter of putting it all together, testing it, making sure that everything plays really well, nicely together. And then that's kind of how we go. And kind of moving forward, the way that we think about it is F-sharp evolves somewhat slowly, but gradually and steadily, so that you know new features come in. It's an involvement with the community. And when features are in a good, steady, stable place, they get put into a new language version. We rev that and so on. We want the F-sharp language to rev kind of a bit more slowly, a bit more steadily, so that there isn't just this massive set of features that goes in and you know hopefully everything works perfectly. We want to have everything be very well tested, very reliable, so that you can be not only excited about a new feature, but basically upgrade your code base and not really have any issues.
Actually use the feature.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and hopefully have everything plugged through in the tooling so that if there's any issues, we can have all that ironed out so that it works nice in all the tooling.
So you mentioned the anonymous records, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the sort of other things that will more likely appear soon in the future?
There's match bang keywords, so that you know you do let bang result equals you know something maybe inside of an async, but it was an optional, and then you get a match on the result and that sort of stuff. Well, you can condense that down into a little match bang expression. That's implemented by one of the community members. It's just kind of a matter of that being bundled in with a few of the things, and it's good to go. Better warnings on matching on enums in general has also been done by the community, and that's in a fairly decent state as well. We're kind of at the point now, now that we have type providers done and we're going to get F-sharp interactive done, once that's sort of complete, we're going to think, okay, there's going to be a new F-sharp language version. It's sort of the next like major milestone. And so features like that are what we're thinking is going to be bundled in.
I guess once we have FSI and type providers, the next obvious step is take over the world, right?
Yes, exactly.
or Trent, use Fable and put it on the browser or something like that. Yeah.
The world.
Sure, yes, I guess that's the same thing, isn't it?
We've got a question here. Any plans on producing preview versions of FSARP 4.5? ? With approved and already done features?
Possibly. We haven't really thought about that at this point because it's kind of hard to put something in the compiler and then you can't really take it out at that point. There may be just because we ship fairly frequently with Visual Studio previews and with .NET Core previews, like combined, just kind of making everything fit in there so that we don't like essentially accidentally leak a preview feature into a release train, and then all of a sudden now it's like a real new feature without a revved F-sharp language version. Like we definitely want to avoid that sort of weird situation. So I think if we can do it, we will do it. We just haven't really thought about it because our main focus has just been finishing up the .NET Core bring up.
Yeah. Well, and we have the V6 that provides that you could get that could potentially have new features in there, right? We could do that, but yeah, we're probably not going to ship it as part of Visual Studio Preview, just because that tends to be more like, well, this is definitely happening versus experiments or whatever. Yeah.
So if people want to play with some of these new features, what should they do?
Well, you could actually build the version of the compiler that has that basically the fork that has that pull request, and you could try it out. It's a pretty straightforward process. There's basically, I think all you need now is MS build on your machine, and then all the other dependencies will come down for you. Mm-hmm. So it's not too crazy to get started with that if you want to try it out. Mm-hmm.
So we talked a bit about the language. Now let's talk a bit about the tooling. Mm. So what's coming up new in the FSERP tooling world?
Okay, so the next release is going to have much more kind of nailed file ordering for the new project system. So there's a couple bugs that we had to resolve and make sure that it's all good to go. So that's there, that's complete. The next thing after that is going to be focusing on performance, because right now that is probably one of the biggest things that we really need to tackle, and how that stuff is actually going to work with the new project system, because there's still a little bit of work there that we need to fix in order to improve performance there. We can also actually look at the compiler directly to see what may be going on, and also do analysis like on the tooling side when doing things in Visual Studio. Like if there's weird things going on in there that's like hogging down VS, we can profile that, and that's what we're going to be focusing on, because that is one of the biggest issues that we have. So hopefully like further down the road, maybe in the next like 6 months, we should have some really good solid progress on that.
Yeah, and there's actually been quite a bit of perf work going on. Don kind of carved out a large part of his time to sort of say, hey, I'm going to take a really good look at some of the stuff that we've kind of had for a long time at the compiler that were not very efficient and cleaning that up. And then in addition, we had a lot of strong community involvement, particularly from Avi Avni from the F-sharp community. He's just been sending tons of pull requests, and then we've been working with him, you know, kind of pointing out, hey, you could change this, that sort of stuff. And like, he's super excited about this stuff. And so a few of his changes are actually going to be in the next version of Visual Studio 15.7. There are a few more that are not making it because they were just kind of fairly recently merged. But those will be in sort of the next version. And then some of the stuff that Will's already been getting to is going to be there too.
Yeah, and so and also later on we may have automatic brace completion probably in a future too.
We're including curly braces.
Yeah, we got anything you have. Yeah, it's gonna be just like C sharp.
You know, the array brackets, you know,
well,
list
so that
brackets,
would just be
brackets.
Completion journal, so quotes, a bunch of different things.
Except for single quotes, though.
So. Right.
That's the only exception.
Mm-hmm. All right, because they don't necessarily mean a quote, right?
Nope. Yeah.
Yes.
So that would
you can say
subtle,
X and X
world.
Prime, so which one? Yeah.
That's the fun bit of tooling. There's just infinite edge cases.
Including the F serve quotations with angle brackets at.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
I will make quotations a lot more fun.
Both the typed and untyped variant, depending on what you prefer.
Ooh.
Why wouldn't you always go with untyped code quotations? I mean, just go for it.
It's just like outlaw.
Yeah.
Cool. I see we've got one question here. Can I write .NET standard libraries with F#? :: end of parentheses. I think. They're missing
who puts a nose on their smiley faces anymore?
A German by the name of Immo Landworth, maybe.
Oh, man.
But
he didn't open the parentheses, no. So I think this doesn't compile. But if anyone wants to answer, go for it.
Yes, you can. You can write F# .NET standard libraries.
Anything that can be targeted by C# in terms of a platform can be targeted by F#.
And .NET standard means that it runs everywhere.
Yep.
That's the
Everywhere the .NET standard is implemented.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, yeah, everywhere is a
so
lot of places.
So what does everywhere mean in this context?
Basically everywhere you care about.
.NET Core.
So depending on the version of the .NET standard you implemented, let's say .NET standard 1.3, that would mean any version of the .NET framework that's 4.6 or higher, or sorry, yeah, 4.6. Emo might correct me. And then, of course, you can run it on Mono or .NET Core. So
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Does it run on Silverlight?
There is a version that runs on a version of Silverlight, yes.
Okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Can you compile it to Fable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. So I really learned everywhere, even on my shoes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do I have any more questions coming from here? I'll have to check in a second. And then we've got one more question here. As a C# library developer, what should I know to make it great for F# developers too? I think that's a good question.
There's kind of, I think, the two major things. Number one, do not expose your inheritance hierarchies. I don't think most C# developers even like that, so just don't do that, period. Do not basically make the consumer, in this case an F# consumer, have to deal with mutable state. Right. If you can keep that all wrapped up nice, so that you just kind of have nice little interfaces that you use to communicate across assembly boundaries, then I think most F# developers are going to be happy.
Mm. Sounds good. We've got one question here, although this might not quite be for the F# team here to answer. What are plans on Fantomas integration into F# compiler services? That's probably more of an open source development effort than
it
something.
Is. It's an open source development effort that we're also sort of stopping until there are various bugs in Fantomas that get worked out. Because when you run it against the F# compiler source base, it actually deletes some stuff and basically causes some bugs and makes it so the compiler won't be able to compile itself. And so that's kind of our main test bed.
We should also say, what is Fantomas?
Fantomas is an F# formatter, source code formatter. And it's pretty great, actually. I recommend checking it out, trying it out on your own code base. But it does have some issues on the F# compiler code base. And that's kind of our main test case. You know, once that gets resolved, then it's like a much more realistic thing in terms of getting
then you know.
Yeah, we want it to work for 100% of the F# code before we turn it on for everybody.
Don't want to be deleting people's source code.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Unless it's bad.
right?
Right. We'll delete all the untyped code quotations, but leave everything else.
And is it going to delete all your point freestyle and replace it with point full style?
Only if you use triple backpipes.
Triple backpipes. Is there like a Bitcoin integration where if you use triple backpipes, it will only compile when you pay enough Bitcoins?
Yeah, we do Bitcoin mining at the compiler level if you do triple backpipes.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yep, it's a little if check.
Mm-hmm. What is it with checks again?
If triple back check.
All right. We've got some more serious stuff here. Mm-hmm. Please do more blog postings on how to use F# to process XSD and XML files.
All right, do that, Phil.
So that's more of like a data process. I guess I'm interpreting that as we should blog about. Well, first of all, we should blog about using F# for interesting stuff more.
Yeah,
that's something that's kind of always on my backlog, and I have various drafts that are still not completed. But in the sort of using F# for data processing, I think is certainly a valuable blog post.
And I think the latest preview of the F# data library also comes with the XSD type provider.
Oh wow!
I believe so. I don't know. It's been spamming my inbox with GitHub notifications for the last few weeks. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely some talk about the XSD type provider again, which might make for a fun blog post, It doesn't necessarily has to come from you. So if you're watching us and you know anything about XSD and XML, you should write the blog post.
And we're also happy to kind of take a really high quality blog post and basically put it on the .NET blog as like a repost, and then we just sort of have a little thing at the top that says, hey, you know, this is written by, you know, your name. Here's, you know, a link to the original post. Here's a link to the author's Twitter, that sort of stuff, and then basically just go from there. And that can increase visibility a whole lot. We've done that before in the past. So
now that we're chatting about sort of documentation and tutorials, what's the F# documentation status on Microsoft? And is this something that people can now contribute to as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's it's kind of a confusing split right now that we're working through, but it's taking a long time. There's the notion of reference documentation and conceptual documentation. And so reference documentation is basically the F# core library reference. Just, you know, an enumeration of literally every single function and type inside of the F# core library, a little sample of what it's all about, and, you know, some remarks explaining, you know, why you might use it, why you might not use it under certain circumstances. And then there's conceptual docs, which are, you know, how to get started with VS, VS Code, VS for Mac, .NET Core CLI, tour of F#, and what we call the F# language reference, which is basically kind of an exhaustive, every single feature of the language. You know, first of all, what's its syntactic representation generally? What are some remarks about, you know, like what it's all about? Code samples, that sort of stuff. And it's a fairly large doc set. And the latter part, the conceptual docs, are entirely open source on GitHub. They're on the github.com/.net/docs repository. Everything that's on docs.microsoft.com/.net/F#. That's all open source. There's even like a little edit button. If you click it, it'll take you to the article in GitHub, and then you can modify it from there. The reference documentation, we're in the process of migrating over to docs.microsoft.com. However, there are some issues in the code generator that basically it reads an assembly and then it tries to output, you know, what it all is, and there's some stuff that still needs to be finished. Basically, if we were to do that today, a few things in the core library would look like total garbage, and, you know, we can't do that. So that one, it is also still backed by GitHub, but it is considered a frozen repository. So, you know, unless, like, you know, there's something that's just plainly misleading, then we basically say, hey, you know, kind of hold off. You know, these changes may not necessarily make it when we port stuff over, and so, you know, we don't want you to do a bunch of work here and then effectively lose those changes potentially. So that's kind of the current status. But yeah, basically open source, especially for the stuff that actively describes a language feature and why you might want to use it and why you might not want to use it under certain circumstances. The place for that is 100% open source. We really welcome contributions there. So
are there something that people sort of contributed recently, or some areas where you think there's like, that's where people should focus if they want to help with the docs?
I mean, we've been getting various fixes. Like, I mean, numerous people, they basically look up a feature and they notice the code sample is either not ideal or maybe something is like a little out of date or maybe not the best way to represent it. Had multiple changes over the past couple months just coming in to fix up that stuff. I'm also working on kind of an F-sharp style guide section that some of the community members are really invested in right now. And I think they have something like 160 feedback comments already, just line by line, literally going everything that's being written down and saying, you know, yes, no, hey, maybe change it to this. Like, it's actually pretty active contributions going on right now.
All right, so I think it's probably time for us to wrap up. Okay. Do you have any sort of last words, last comments on what your
last words?
Do you have any last words?
Do you have any last words on what you're working on? What are you excited about? What should people watch? Let's start with
that. I'm excited for revving a new version of the language. I'm excited for all the perf work that we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Just tons and tons of performance work. I'm really excited for that to be the main focus because I think we have a good set of features. We just need to make it really fast. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the main stuff. Also, I'm really excited to have an F-sharp style guide in there because a lot of beginners who are new to the language have talked to me specifically and said, hey, I don't know if the code that I'm writing is the right way to do it. And I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of what a style guide's for. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically same thing as Philip. I'm really excited to start actually doing the performance work myself and figure out like what's going on and that be my main priority for a while. Mm-hmm. And I am excited about the style guide too. That's something that we've definitely been in need for a while. Mm-hmm. So those are the two big things for me.
Yeah, right? I'm the only one that's not excited about performance. No, I'm kidding. But the just FSI and type providers coming on for .NET Core, I'm really excited for what that's going to do for the ecosystem. As that gets on, all of a sudden, type providers are available like everywhere, and you know, Foom can be using type providers for all sorts of reasons. That's really exciting. Also, we've got a bunch of just small but I think fun fixes in terms of like getting people templates for ASP.NET and the web, and a bunch of like filling out the experience for tooling for F#.
Sounds great. So thanks very much for joining us. And it's been a great day. I think I definitely need to wrap up now and have a bit of a break because it's been a long day as well. Mm-hmm. I do have to say we did have some amazing feedback on Twitter. So people in Switzerland have been live streaming FSERPConf. And now it's almost 3 a.m. and
oh, wow.
They're still watching.
Holy cow.
So I'm impressed.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. You people are awesome. And that's not just like, you know, the American awesome, which means like, you know, that like the
that's
actual
like
awesome.
European awesome.
Yeah, the European
ooh,
awesome.
Wow.
Wow, that's wild. Uh-huh. Yeah, cool. So thanks for watching. And keep in mind, the talks will be posted on Channel 9. So if you missed something, maybe because you had to actually do some work during the day, such a shame. You can find all the recordings pretty soon on Channel 9. We'll post the links to FSERPConf as well. And you can join the FSERP Foundation and continue the chats that we started here on the FSERP Foundation Slack. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See ya.